Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network.
You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive.
My name
is Daniel Lim. I'm here with Todd Adkins. All right. I was waiting. I was like, you know, this is episode 550. I was like, what is Todd going to pull out today? But
not too bad. Let's see. Yeah. What's our topic today, Daniel?
Well, you know what? It's December, and I don't know about you, but we've had our Christmas tree up for a while and have been playing Christmas music. So we're kind of into the swing of things. But in regards to church life, it's fun. It's funny because, you know, typically we have lots of things planned out far out in advance. But I think 2020 is that year where the farther out we planned, the more we realized how much work we had to redo because things just kept on changing. Well, you know, in the midst of everything else that was going on, well, the one thing that didn't change or that wasn't going to change was Christmas Eve. And then, you know, second wave.
Right.
And more shutdowns and Thanksgiving. And, you know, we're recording this right before American Thanksgiving. And if American Thanksgiving turns out to be anything like Canadian Thanksgiving was last month, there's going to be a massive surge in cases in a couple weeks. So all that to say, Christmas Eve is coming up, and man, there's likely going to be shutdowns. I mean, there are shutdowns right now, but I wonder if there's going to be even more shutdowns and uncertainty. So I guess the question is, how do we plan for Christmas Eve in light of all of that?
Well, I think
exactly. Lots, that's the end of the podcast. Just well,
casting lots is biblical, right? I mean,
yeah,
because that's basically what you're dealing with here.
Yeah.
No, I mean, here's the thing. One of the things we always harp on is that if you understand the ultimate purpose of the church is to make disciples who make disciples, A, and B, you understand that God's chosen vehicle of implementing making disciples who make disciples is the local church, mm-hmm. then it gets a lot clearer, because then you say, okay, well, how is that, you know, mandate to all churches? How do I contextualize that in my local situation? In your local situation, you may have different guidelines than the person down the street or in the different part of the country or another country, yes. But if you understand who you are as a church and what your particular contextualized vision is within that, then you can say, ah, we are going to pivot and move this way or that way because it is in alignment with our story, our strategy, how we restructured our systems, yada, yada, yada. The reason why we harp on all that so much is not so that you can like nail down and lock things in so that, you know exactly where you're going and you're not going to move. It's like cogs in a wheel. No, on the contrary, if you know those things, you can make decisions quickly. You can be more nimble. We don't have to go through checks and balances and a policy book and all of this to make a good decision in alignment with our vision because we've already done the hard work. So I would say if you've already done the hard work, you're good to go because you'll be able to adjust, you know, even the week of, you're going to be able to adjust accordingly in something that's in alignment with your vision.
Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if we covered this on one of our podcasts or not, but early on, one thing that our team did was we crafted values around ministry during COVID-19. So a little bit different from what our church's values are, but we just kind of wanted to make a framework to give our staff and our volunteers and our leaders a sense of, okay, hey, here's how decisions are being made and here's how you can make decisions. And I'll run through each of them just so that you have a sense of what I'm talking about here. So the first one is that engagement is greater than attendance, right? And that was our first value because we really aim to have our church family refer to Beulah as my church rather than your church or a church. So really trying to up that level of engagement. The second value was that we were going to be both digital and physical because being the church is our collective identity rather than a building. The next one is that safety is greater than speed, is more important than speed, because we are we have five generations in our church. The next one is that agility is more important than complexity. Agility is more important than complexity so that we can be nimble and quick to adapt to any change or additional restriction or whatnot that comes our way. That we need to be focusing both on short-term and long-term, and that we need to be staff and laity focused. So in light of all of that, a few months back, we made the decision to actually do a complete digital Christmas Eve service. Now, the thing about that is our church, Todd, reopened in August. So we reopened in August, and since August, we've had about 20 to 30% of our church on any given weekend attend one of our in-person gatherings at one of our campuses. So, I mean, it's not necessarily that, even weeks where locally restrictions were increased, we didn't necessarily have a big drop in people. So, yes, I recognize that there are people who are coming every week and other people are coming maybe once a month or once every few weeks. And they're doing digital services. They're participating with us digitally on other weeks. But I recognize that, yeah, you know what? As our in-person services are continuing to happen and operate, we could have just been like, well, you know what? We're going to, for Christmas Eve, just keep on doing it. We'll do in-person and we'll do digital. Well, the decision that we made early on was back to that vision of what you were talking about before. Hey, what is the vision of our church? What do we hope to see out of Christmas Eve? And for Christmas Eve for us, it was, how do we impact as many people possible with the message of Jesus Christ, with the hope of Jesus Christ? How can we expand that out as much as possible? Because right now, if any time in history people needed hope, right, it's now, right? People need hope right now. So in light of that, we were like, you know what, by crafting an entirely digital experience and focusing our efforts primarily on getting that out and making it shareable for a congregation to share it with someone else and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's actually what caused us to go completely digital in our production, in our service, and all of that. Now, because one of our values is both digital and physical, at our campuses, we're actually going to have one watch party on the 23rd. And that's really to accommodate those in our congregation, not necessarily that are older, but those who are single, those who are, you know, they're like, man, I love the church. I love being a part of the church. I love coming in person. And if you're going to take away Christmas Eve for me, like, I don't even have family to spend with. And now you're going to take Christmas Eve from me and I got to do that by myself. Well, that's why we crafted and we're creating a unique sort of watch party for them. But it's not actually them watching the live service, because the service is going to be completely pre-filmed and canned and on a video.
So we did this one time, probably, I don't know, 12 years ago or so. It seemed like Christmas Eve was on a Sunday, and we decided not to have a Sunday evening service. We decided not to have a Christmas Eve service for like the first time forever. But what we did was we went to this house, and actually it's the guy that was, at the time, he was over like C.S. Lewis Institute, but he was an architect. And so he had this ginormous timber frame house in PA somewhere. It was beautiful. So big roaring fireplace, architect. So he had been an architect by trade. And so just, you know, really cool. Well, we go in and, I mean, drop in a bunch of different types of Edison lights and, but not like over the top production, just something to, you know, light it well and kind of give a feel. And then we took all of our worship leaders from our campuses and we did one, you know, Christmas Eve, kind of special thing. And, you know, a more of an evangelistic, sermon. And so, but short evangelistic sermon, high on, you know, music with, both religious songs and a little bit of not. Long story short, it turned out incredibly well. It was beautiful. But what we did with it was we intentionally went after the non-believer with this, and we intentionally asked people to bring people over to their home and, you know, share this experience. Now, that's the part that would be different during COVID.
Yeah.
Because before we're like, hey, you know, bake some cookies. Here's kind of, you know, some questions that you might ask, whatever. But it was very targeted evangelism focused. So I would say I love what you guys have done. And I would, anybody listening to this that is trying to pivot toward that, I would say be as intentional as possible with what you are trying to accomplish. Don't just try to accomplish delivering a Christmas Eve service online. And that's it. Yeah. What are you going to deliver? What experience are you going to deliver? And what's the intent of that? Is it for, you know, everyone to feel like a church family? Is it for connection with, you know, the community and non-believer? Is it for, you know, kind of fill in the blank? So, you know, there's just several different things that might be accomplished there. I mean, I know that there will be young, innovative church planters who are going to end up having, you know, some kind of a outdoor thing and people are driving through getting hot chocolate while sitting in their cars and, you know, listening to something that's being broadcast on FM 96.3 point whatever. They're going to use that technology or, you know, they're going to have musical people spread out 6 feet apart up on a hay wagon and you're just pulling up there and individually wrapped goodies are going to be there for you and your family to enjoy. Like whatever it is, I would say, yes, be creative. Yes, use your imagination to not only meet, you know, neutralize the situation by having a Christmas service. Don't just make that your objective. Do something with it.
Yeah. Yeah. What we know for certain is there's probably going to be more cases than less wherever you are because of Thanksgiving and because people are just sick and tired of COVID. So, I mean, and especially with news about the vaccine and all that stuff, I think wherever you are, it's pretty safe to say, especially in the US, that there's probably going to be more cases in the coming weeks because of Thanksgiving and people just being tired of it all. So expect that there's likely going to be more restrictions and there's probably going to be greater pressure on your local government and cities and all that stuff to relieve and release because people want to get together during Christmas. But man, they're going to try to pull out and prevent all non-essential gatherings as possible. And depending on where you're at, the church may be considered essential. It may be considered non-essential. That really depends on where you're at. So I think the one thing is, in light of Christmas Eve coming up, know that there's probably going to be more restrictions. But also on top of that, people are going to want to be together and they're going to want to have a sense of normalcy Well, the thing that hasn't changed is the mission of the church and our calling to be salt and to be light and to be hope in the midst of darkness. So I just want to encourage you with all of that, you know, don't necessarily wait. If you haven't already started thinking and planning for Christmas Eve, don't wait. I mean, actually starting now is a little bit late, but better to get started today than you know, a couple weeks before Christmas Eve. So think about creative ways, pull together a team of volunteers and leaders and to come together and be like, hey, how can we be hope and share the message of hope in light of what is going on? You know, pray, plan, prepare for that, and just knock it out of the park, right? Don't try to go full on, hey, we're going to go huge. No, actually try to go more authentic than anything and more real than anything. So just a few thoughts to really, I mean, this episode wasn't intended to give you like a whole massive list of ideas. I'm sure you can find that online. This was really just to get you beginning to think about what Christmas Eve might look like and how to plan for it in the midst of possible shutdowns and uncertainty. Well, thanks again for listening into today's episode, and we'll catch you next time.
Can I add something?
Sure.
Is it okay. Too late to add something, Daniel?
Okay, sure.
Okay, so I do think that there is I would say don't just try to copy, you know, the church down the street. Do something that is unique, or take an idea and build on it. One of the things that we produced really early on during COVID was the We Can If map. And especially when there's a time crunch, people say, oh, well, we can't because. But the We Can If map will really help you find a solution to that, because it's 9 different formulas. You know, we can't do this because our local government says we can't do it. Well, if you run it through these 9 things, we can if we resource it by fill in the blank, or we can if we substitute X for Y, or we can if we remove blank to allow us to blank, or we introduce a blank, or we think of it as a blank. I mean, there's all these different things. So I guarantee you this will help even the most uncreative stick in the mud suddenly get creative and find a solution that's unique to you. So I would really encourage you to look at that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm glad you brought that up. We've used that in our church, our local church context, and it's been so neat to see the creativity that spawned out from that. So we'll be sure to link that in the show notes. But yeah, thanks again so much for listening in. And if you have any follow-up questions on this or any other episodes, or if you have a topic that you'd love us to cover, just send that in. speakpipe.com/newchurches if you're on a mobile device, or just go to newchurches.com and hit the sidebar on the right that says send a voicemail if you're on your computer. All right, we'll catch you next time.